All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Thank you very much to Tate Flying. We are now live with our very special guest, that is Mr. Thomas Mununga, joining us here on air. Mr. Thomas, how are you doing this evening?
Yes, good evening. I'm fine, thanks. How are you, sir?
I'm doing excellent. So, you know, we are here to talk about the 2026 Namibia Fisheries and Corporate Expo. And you are the chairperson of this expo. But before we get into the expo, maybe you can just share with us, you know, briefly introduce yourself, and give the listeners a bit about your background and how you got to where you are today.
Actually, my name is Thomas Mununga. I wear several hats, all of which are deeply rooted in serving the people of Namibia and driving meaningful development in our communities.
Yeah.
Whereas I come from a background where I was a youth leader,
okay,
serving the Southern Youth Entrepreneurs at Oranjemund and also in Erongo region.
Mm-hmm.
Equally also I have served as the former Secretary General for the October Seafarers Land and Housing Federation.
Okay.
And currently, I'm the managing director of Erongo Namibia Land and Property Development.
Okay.
And also, I'm equally serving also on behalf of Erongo Namibia Land and Property Development. I'm serving as the chairperson of the Namibia Fisheries Corporate Expo.
So you are a man with many hats.
Yeah.
So you know, let's get into why we are here today, which is the Namibia Fisheries and Corporate Expo. Maybe you can, let's start with what inspired this expo. What inspired the Namibia Fishing Industry Sports and Wellness Games?
Having worked with fishermen,
mm-hmm,
specifically, and also having served the fishing industry for a while now, I have noticed that it's very, you know, it's very physical work, onto which it's a necessary for us to ensure that the stress is managed, and also to ensure that the employees that serve the fishing industry are given a platform where they can also happen to have, let me say, engagement with other employees from other subsectors within the industry. I have noticed that there is a form of less of engagement. For instance, fishermen probably that are working at the crab vessel, and those that are working at the horse mackerel vessel, they rarely socialize or perhaps even just engage in a healthy competitive way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more of like trying to bring the fishing industry employees together, and also to retain talent, to inspire the next generation to understand that the work in the fishing industry is not all about physical, but there's also the fun side and the human side of the fishing industry. So that's why we have somehow identified it as part of our corporate social responsibility,
mm-hmm,
as Erongo Land and Property Development. Yeah.
No, it sounds like a very exciting initiative, especially for this specific industry that we are talking about. And for our people following us online, you may send us any questions you have for Mr. Thomas. You can submit them in the Facebook comment section. If we have time, we will give them to Mr. Thomas as well. Now, maybe you can briefly touch on why did you feel that now, this year, 2026, was the right time to launch such an initiative?
You know, a lot of things have been going on in the fishing industry.
Yeah.
We have observed downward trend. You know, for example, even recently the total allowable catch was reduced.
Mm-hmm.
So which means that it's a small volume of catches, and also somehow it also compromised also the other sub-sectors that are depending on the industry, like the logistics sector, the stevedoring, mm-hmm. and so on. So you see, there's a lot of things going on, and also equally just to also complement what the president has said, Her Excellency Dr. Netumbo mentioned earlier this year that by next year, the government employment leaders program will come to an end. And we believe that all fishermen will get placement. And so with that also, it's necessary for us to see how we can perhaps also rehabilitate some of them that they've been depressed and stressed for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And also just to also to recognize the commitment of the factory workers and the fishermen, you know, to the and their loyalty to the fishing industry is to give back to them and to recognize their importance to national food security.
100%. And you know, as someone that is a sports enthusiast myself, I'm filled with excitement to hear you talk about such an initiative, and it's so specific to one industry. I think it's a great thing. And now, speaking of this industry, you know, Namibia's fishing industry is one of our biggest employers, like you just alluded to. Why do you believe that workers, the wellness of workers in this industry deserves more attention? Is this something that we've been ignoring as a nation?
Not necessarily. There are some companies that have been also, now and then, they are, like, for example, like, Merlis Management Group, other companies have already, let me say, come up with initiatives that entail the mental wellness and also just to engage sportsmanship within the company framework. Mm-hmm. But then it's also very important for it to become a culture whereby you know, employees from all different subsectors, from the horse mackerel, crab, and everyone, they are brought together in one setup where they can have healthy competition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very important for us to have these type of games, because these are the things that enhance health conscious, you know, and also they are team building exercise that also bring management and the grassroots together, you know. And it's very important also equally for us to understand that when these type of things happen, employees, they become less angry and, you know, stress is mitigated, you know, area, you know, so that it's very important for employees to be given a platform where they can mingle and have healthy competition, so on. Yeah,
100%. And I did see the line flashing. There was a listener trying to get through. If you'd like to get through, ask Mr. Thomas a question. The number in the studio is 0832888401. That's 0832888401 if you'd like to, you know, comment on what Mr. Thomas is telling us about. So, Mr. Thomas, I'd like to hear from you. What are some of the biggest physical and mental challenges that face fishermen and factory workers today?
You know, first of all, I don't want to mention much of it, because, you know, it's very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say that one of it is housing, access to service land, and also very importantly also basic wages that perhaps also, you know, it's understandable, because the fishing industry is one of the largest employers, and it being so, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, that sustain. So the salary also, it's somehow also, it gives also a sense whereby housing, you know, yeah, people cannot afford a decent housing. So mm-hmm. that's one of the major stress. Other than that, you know, the contract systems, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Yeah. But unemployment also is an issue also on its own, whereby employees, fishermen at times, they find themselves, rotating and so on. And some of them, are with this type of issues going on. So it's also an unpredictable environment. Yeah.
100%. And, you know, mental health is a big topic of conversation, especially, you know, this year with everything going on in the nation. Are fishermen and people that work in the fishing industry, are they susceptible to any mental health challenges? Like in particular, is mental health something that needs to be focused on in particular in the fishing industry?
Definitely to say, you know, we are living, we are living in an era where everything is becoming expensive, and you know, and the fact that unemployment is high.
Yeah.
It means that, you know, let me say, for instance, in a family, they can depend on the salary of a fisherman or perhaps maybe of a factory worker.
Yeah.
So the pressure perhaps can become a burden on an individual, which also somehow also it's a catalyst to stress and so forth. But the most important thing that we must understand about the fishing industry is that, you know, there are employees that, for instance, there are some companies that place their employees, let's say, on night shift, for instance, for a longer duration of time and so on. So those are the things that perhaps maybe some of it that can also be a stress trigger, to say. But overall, mental health is something that is of concern, specifically to both genders. But then, importantly, it's something that we as employers, we can also see how we can mitigate and also value and give what is due to the employees in terms of just that recognition and reward and, you know, the contribution that they make to the company. They are the ones that make the work and put in the physical, you know, the toiling part. So they need also to be given a day off where they can exercise a sportsmanship and also somehow also have some fun and definitely network and get to know other companies and so forth. Yeah.
100%. And my last question now on the health side of things, how will healthier employees benefit the companies? You know, we were just talking about the employers. How will an employer benefit from having healthier employees, especially in the fishing sector?
You know, first of all, you must understand that, you know, it reduces, you know, absenteeism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it boosts the morale of the employee. You know, it also gives a sense of, you know, a sense of being noticed and being recognized and being appreciated.
Yeah.
So, part of the benefit definitely from the company is, you know, change behavior in the way employees conduct themselves, and also just also to say that employees don't stay necessarily just because they need the salary, but because they love what they do, and you know, and they feel more that them being within the fishing industry is what matters the most.
Yeah. And so now this new expo that's coming to Walvis Bay, a big component of it is going to be sport. Why is sport such an effective way to bring people together, in your opinion?
You know, sports have united even the world. You know, just recently we have observed a World Cup where even missions that are, you know, under bombardment, they also went and participate, you know.
Yeah.
So it unites, you know, our people. You know, sometimes you can find situations whereby during, you know, the government employment and redress program,
mm-hmm.
you will find situations whereby some employers will perhaps even instigate that, oh, if you have to facilitate a quota to come from government to come to us, we will be able to pay you more funds. And some of these things became known to and almost create a rivalry within the industry. So those type of things also can be resolved through a healthy competition where people can sit around the table, even if you are from the host mackerel sector, you can engage with all those that are from the egg sector and so on.
Mm-hmm.
It brings people together, you know.
Yeah. 100%. And now, speaking of the event itself, give the listeners an overview of what people can expect during these 3 days. What's in store for people?
You know, actually, what will happen is that there will be sport activities,
mm-hmm.
Whereby there will be team sports, which is football, netball, volleyball, tag of war, relay races.
Okay.
There will also be individual sports, which will be different categories from billiards, you know, bowling, darts, and so on. And then there will also be recreational activities like team building, exercise, wellness challenges,
mm-hmm.
And so on. And then there will also be a wellness village.
Okay, tell us about the village.
There will be demonstrations of healthy eating.
Mm.
For instance, simple, affordable nutrition tips suited for shift workers. Then there will also be eye and hearing screening and basic mental health and stress awareness corner where there will be short talks or pamphlets on managing work-related stress and fatigue. And also we wish if His Excellency, the First Gentleman, will also take heed of our call, because we personally want him to come talk to the fishermen and motivate them and inspire them. And it's high time that we leave that mentality of entitlement, and also we happen to walk hand in hand with government and see how we can meet each other halfway. It's very important. Coming next year, when the girl comes to end,
mm-hmm.
We start anew. Perhaps maybe they can be inspired to start their own business, or perhaps get a piece of land to do farming or whatever that suits them. So,
100%. And following up on this wellness village, what other kinds of medical services will be available at the games?
Actually, they will just be, you know, basic checks like blood pressure,
mm-hmm.
you know, just basic checks. We don't want to do deep screening, but then,
yeah.
Basically that is,
Okay. And for employees that are now coming to this event, is it free for them? Do they pay through that? Does their company pay for them, or exactly how will it work?
Actually, we are launching tomorrow. We are launching the Namibia Fisheries Inter-Tournament Cup at Blue Hotel.
Okay.
The event will run from 12:30 to 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be having a performance by 50 kg. We are looking at launching initially the whole processes from registration to acquisition of application form, the fees, it will be announced tomorrow.
Excellent.
So currently, I would say that there's already some companies that already have notified that they will be participating in the wellness games.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple of them that have already accepted our call. Yeah.
No, that's great to hear, and hopefully in the next coming days the list will be full of companies that are going to participate. So, Mr. Thomas, I want you to tell the listeners what will make this event different from any other normal corporate sports day that we see. What's the differentiator in this one?
You know, the difference is that this event, you know, it's been organized at the moment where the industry is, I mean, a lot of things is happening.
Mm.
You know, so it will somehow restore, you know, confidence in the fishermen, and also to restore also our confidence also the employers also to ensure that their employees, you know, they don't suffer in silence, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that happens in Wabash Bay. For example, you can be at work and then you just hear that your ghetto is burning.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And most of those people are working in the fishing industry, you know.
Yeah.
So those type of things, you know, need to be addressed, and employers, it's high time that they should not turn a blind eye on mental health. Of course, you know, an employee can come from a fishing factory, and then because of exhaustion and whatnot, they doze off and then they burn in the ghetto.
Yeah.
So these are the things that we, health and safety have to be taken very seriously at the workplace, and also bringing this type of, bringing back these games, you know, even though they haven't been there for a very long time, I'm sure they haven't been there probably maybe for almost 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, but bringing them back, you know, it's something that will really bring back hope, you know, and also inspire the next generation, like I said, to see the fun side of the fishing industry. High time that talent have to be retained, not just people to take the fishing industry job as a last resort, because you don't have any other option, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fishing industry is a very competitive one, so there's a lot of companies competing against each other in the fishing industry, but at these games, they are going to participate or they're going to do sport together. Why is that important for these companies to come together and basically socialize?
You know, when that happens, you know, it creates, you know, cohesiveness, you know, within the industry, not corrosiveness, you see.
Mm, yes, that's
so,
a good one.
People must work together, hand in hand, and also the industry that is united, especially now that you know, the president has pledged to resolve most of the matters within the industry, especially also the employment issue, you know,
mm-hmm.
That affected the fishermen for a very long time. You know?
Yeah.
So it will also bring forth closure to a long overdue matter that could have been resolved very long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's also other things that, you know, I can't discuss on national radio, but then, this is what it is. The games are needed for the employees, for the mental health and wellness of fishermen and the factory workers. Especially most of them, they are even women, and they need also this type of exercise. They can stand for too long on the line, you know, and so on. But these are the things that we really need to do for our employees, and just value the people that put food on the food security, you know, so on.
You said most of the workers are women?
Yeah, in the fishing industry, you know, by population, women are more than men in our country.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, most of them are women, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I thought it would be a male-dominated field, actually.
Yeah, I think they are the most dominated field that by men is the fishing part.
Okay. I see. So, you know, when it comes to stakeholders, which stakeholders are you hoping will come on board for this expo and for these games?
Actually, we have already received very positive support. I would say one of our biggest stakeholders is Wellness Management Group. They sponsored the sports tournament, specifically the volleyball and the soccer tournament.
Okay.
And we have also Namibia Snook Suppliers. They have sponsored the relay games, and mm-hmm. also they have also sponsored also Tag of War. Other than that, we have also received support from other companies that they bought tables for the fundraising gala dinner, like Mbunda, Mbunda Fishing, Pereira.
Yeah.
Et cetera. Yeah, we've also received calls also from Etosha Fishing.
Okay.
They are coming on board, and several of them are coming on board. Most of them also logistic companies and also waste management companies and so on. Not to forget Power Pipe. They are also sponsoring T-shirts and water bottles and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And we have received great sponsorship for the launching that will take place tomorrow from Blue Way Hotel, Namibia Snook Supplier, and Wellness Management as well. So, yeah, we are having people that are coming on board, but we are still also appealing to good countrymen, specifically those that have been in the industry for quite too long.
Mm-hmm.
To support and applaud them to the community. This initiative, we are doing it ourselves as a land property development company. We intend to support, let me say, give back to the community and support also our government. But in this time around, we are focusing in the area of sports and skills development, which is very important. Yeah.
100%. It is crucial. So, you know, we spoke about how this will benefit the fishing industry, how this will benefit the workers themselves. But since this is taking place in Walvis Bay, how will this expo, how will these games benefit the wider Walvis Bay community?
You know, we have a competition that's going to run. It will be announced tomorrow at the launching. This one is specifically for under 18 to 20. Yeah, there will be a competition that will come specifically for a high school. It will be an academic exercise.
Okay.
There's a grand prize to be won, and then also we are also looking at also facilitating, you know. You know, because once all these things have been done, we are planning to facilitate support for borehole drilling in rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that is a project that will be exercised vertically. So currently, I would say that the community of Walvis Bay will benefit specifically from the hype that will happen that day when, you know, because when the activities will be happening, people will be traveling, you know, north, south, you know, yeah, which is also to underscore that we are also somehow marketing Walvis Bay to a tourism destination for sports,
mm-hmm.
yeah, business investment, and leisure, you know. So all that hype and those activities happening, they also bringing also revenue for small, medium enterprises, you know, guest house owners, you know, small businesses, you know, they will also make money and so forth.
Yes, most definitely. And, you know, speaking of revenue generation and so on, you know, events of this magnitude, of this scale, they often require a lot of resources. So how is this event going to be funded?
You know, the event is being funded, you know, through sponsorship and also is going to be funded through the revenue we are going to generate from the exhibition stores, and also equally also from the sales of tables that we are entailing on our fundraising that will take place on the 7th of August. The fundraising is going to be officiated by our Honorable Governor, Dr. Natalia Kwagusis, and then also our Honorable Patron, the Regional Councillor of Ruben Shikongo, will also be part and parcel of the proceedings, including the Mayor of Walvis Bay, Honorable Johannes Mbiringa, as well as the Minister of Agriculture, Fisheries, Water and Land Reform, Honorable Inge Zamani. They will all be there on the 7th of August.
Excellent, excellent. And now, if there's any potential sponsors that are listening, what sponsorship opportunities are available, and what will they get in return for sponsoring this event?
You know, it's a full media coverage. So far, we have started already, you know, full media coverage. I can specifically highlight, you know, if I can quickly just highlight a few things that that are of benefit, you know.
Yes, please do.
I would say, for example, platinum sponsorship is it's 100,000, and that means that you know, it's you are the main sponsor, and we don't want to have a lot of that, so we just have three slots for that. You know, whereby logo placement on all official event t-shirts worn by participants, you know, dedicated speaking opportunity on the gala dinner, you know, reserved VIP setting and recognition, at the main event, you know, the right to set up the branding thing. Yeah, there's a lot of more benefits, which is also now seconded by the Golden sponsorship, which is 75,000 to 100,000. It's a right to distribute company branded promotional material at the avenue, you know, recognition at the gala dinner, verbal acknowledgement during all ceremonies. And also, equally, we are planning to have our media team visit their facilities, have video graph, their operation, interview their staff. The privilege is all about marketing, but definitely it's somehow also going to enable us to fundamentally be able to translate some of the objectives of our corporate social responsibility, which is facilitation of construction and primary healthcare facilities, supporting boreholes, drilling in rural areas, and also equally hosting these sports games for the fishing industry. That's what we intend to do as a Rongo Namibia Land and Property Development, because as an entity within the Rongo region, our primary focus is to cater for the fishing industry. We intend to build affordable housing for the fishing industry. Yeah.
That's fantastic to hear. And has the corporate community already started supporting?
Definitely, yeah, definitely. As we speak, tomorrow we expect a good turnout. I hope to the listeners, specifically those that are within the fishing industry, I wish they attend our events, and also they happen to encourage the employees to participate in the wellness and sports games. It's for their own benefit, yeah.
Definitely. And is there opportunity for the smaller businesses, whether it's in Valfer, Swakop, or the surrounding towns, is there opportunity for them to contribute maybe with in-kind support, maybe, perhaps? Is there such an opportunity?
Yeah, definitely. Small medium enterprises are welcome. We even made a store cheaper for them is just $1,000. And we want also to see them doing meaningful business. You know, we don't want to put them in a chokehold. You know, the economy is already somehow becoming very costly. So we also want them to be able to render a service whereby they don't also chokehold the customers at the games and so on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Thomas, is there any other sector of the games that you'd like to touch on that I maybe didn't ask you this evening?
I would say that there will be a lot of exercises that will be going on. I wish the project manager was perhaps with me so that he can also add on the activities. I wouldn't really know overall all the activities that are going to happen in terms of sports.
Yeah,
but I believe it's going to be very interesting. But in due course, we'll also be able also to translate the other leg of the project, which is the Namibia Fisheries and Cooperatives. So it's something which is totally unique.
Mm-hmm.
And we are looking at doing great stuff, you know, doing great stuff, big stuff. From discussing the roles of logistics in the fishing industry, in ensuring food security, from transportation of fish and seafood, key challenges and solutions, and from maintaining the cold chain, in the fish logistics as a sector for international trade operation and so on. So overall, the Namibia Fisheries and Corporate Expo, it's having two legs, you know, the sports and also the expo itself. We are going to have a conference and also a platform where companies can exhibit their products, and also cold storage companies can also perhaps exhibit the technologies that are currently trending and, you know, mm-hmm. and so on. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's very rare in Namibia that you see a expo with these two components, with both the, you know, the business side and the sporting social side. So it's very good. It's a very good platform that you and your team are giving to the community. If Mr. Thomas, if everything goes as planned as you have planned for this expo, if everything goes right, if you know you get all the sponsorships that you want, what do you want the impact of this event to be? What do you want this event to achieve if everything goes right?
You know, I would want this event to shift the culture within the fishing industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to bring back that humor, to say, you know, normally people just have end year functions and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
But team building, you know, it goes beyond overall our company. We have, for example, the state is having activities like the SOE games, where all parastatals go and exercise sports, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We want the industry also to be able, to come, you know, together as a whole, you know, and be able to, to have healthy competition, you know, and also to engage among each other and so forth. Yeah.
Most definitely. And what is something that you are looking forward to the most on a personal level when it comes to this this expo?
Yeah, on a personal level, I would love to see the fishermen happy.
Yeah.
You know, I was at the helm of an organization that was dealing with fishermen, and I know for sure that most of them have anger, and that anger it's visible, you know.
Yeah.
People sometimes they just need help in a sense where that, because you just need to listen to a person troublemakers, it's stubborn, you know, that they don't take into consideration to understand that these people have suffered for a very long time, and somehow they are frustrated and stressed and so on. But it's also important for a person to be able to regulate yourself and understand that it's not all about you, and you know, there's a lot of people that are affected in the country, you know.
Yeah.
But I want them to understand, because we are also going to have an exercise for them, which is the Fisherman Sunday. They are going to have their corner where all of them are going to engage, socialize, and health awareness, you know, men talk. I wish, like I said, the first gentleman will take our heat, our call.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see the fishermen happy, and if they are not at sea, then they can work in the factories.
Most definitely, most definitely. And have you had discussions with the fishermen regarding this expo and the games already? What's been the feedback from them?
Yeah, it has been positive. It has been positive, and specifically, we have also I would say we have engaged with Mr. Gottfried Kuhanga, he's the leader of the fishermen.
Okay.
And he also acknowledged that, yeah, mental health is a challenge also, because, you know, like I say, there are a lot of things been going on in their lives and so on. So he's positive that he will mobilize others for them to attend and get some free, you know, medical services and so on.
Most certainly, most certainly. Mr. Thomas Mununga, thank you very much for your time this evening. Is there any last words you'd like to leave with the listeners before we let you go tonight?
I would like to leave them the word that, you know, Namibia is it's a big country with a small population, and we need to radiate positive energy. Let us love one another and assist each other, specifically those who are in a position to share their wisdom, you know, to share resources or support in whatever form. They are welcome to assist our initiative.
Mm-hmm.
And also, equally also, I just want to thank the likes of Mr. Theo Nettenling from Nervous Management Group,
mm-hmm.
the CEO, and also I would like to thank Mr. Vito Clara, the CEO of Namibia's Milk Suppliers, and equally also our Honorable Minister, Honorable Inge Zamani, for accepting our call, and also our Regional Governor, Dr. Natalia Progresses, and our Honorable Regional Councillor, Honorable Ruben Chikongo, and the whole team of Namibia Fisheries Incorporated Square.
100%.
Thank you.
And last one, sorry. If anyone wants to support, they want to sponsor, they want to get more information, where should they reach out to?
They can contact Ms. Tulinette Jonas.
Mm-hmm.
She's the project administrator.
Okay.
The cell phone number is 481-66-81-775.
Okay, just say it one more time.
Ms. Tulineke Jonas on 66-31-775. Or they can contact the project manager, Mr. Evaristo Gilbrista, on 081-498-6224.
Excellent, excellent. Mr. Thomas, thank you very much for your time this evening, and we wish you all the best with the expo. I'm sure we will be there to cover it from the ground as well. And we look forward to this great initiative.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Brad. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Thomas Mununga joining us live, talking to us about the upcoming Namibia Fisheries and Corporate Expo, as well as the games that will be implemented into this expo. A great initiative. something, you know, Namibia has been home to a lot of expos, it seems, especially this year. A lot of expos happening in the coast. So here's another one that is joining the list, and this one seems to be a special one, especially considering that there's going to be a sporting component. So for the fishermen and for the fisherwomen, you have a dedicated event coming your way. And if you'd like to find out more information about this, dial the number that Mr. Thomas gave us. Or alternatively, there was an article published about this in the Villager newspaper that you can access on the Villager's website. That is www.thevillager.com.na. Just type in the Namibia Fisheries and Corporate Expo and it will come up for you there. But that is all I have time for tonight. And make sure to stay tuned to your favorite talk radio station. As always, this is Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. Thank you to all that have been joining us. All of you that joined us online as well. Whether that is through our stream or the mobile application that, of course, is free to download. If you haven't already, you can get that on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. Simply type in Eagle FM Namibia and you will have access to it all. And if you happen to have missed this wonderful conversation with Mr. Thomas, it will be available in the podcast section early for you tomorrow morning if you'd like to catch up. Maybe you want to rewind something, you want to get that number again, whatever it is you want to do, fear not, just go to the podcast section. But yes, that is all the time I have for tonight. So stay tuned to your favorite talk radio station and be sure to be tuned in tomorrow as well, as we have a full stacked lineup ready for you. As always,